Shalom, shalom, chevra. Hope all is well. Hope everyone is doing incredible. Sorry we did not, there was no chizuk last week, but we'll pick it up again this week. I'd like to start off by wishing Meiron a huge, huge mazel tov in his wedding today. Him and his college, Bitzocha, to build the Bayis Nevim B'Yisrael. And you guys are very lucky to be in yeshiva this year. I was very lucky. I didn't really know Meiron before this year. Just getting to see Meiron and what it means to be a true Eved Hashem, a true Yiri Shemayim, and a true Ben Aliyah. Someone who's always, always, always growing. Always growing, always looking to help others, always looking to be mechazik for other people. It was a tremendous, tremendous chizik, and definitely a role model to me. And I think somebody we should all look up to as we now, we will enter the next stage of our lives. And the model that we're trying to build, it's a good model to build it off what Meiron showed us. Okay. I would have done the last shmooze, would have been really probably before Pesach, and then probably the end of the year, would have been about Bein Hazmanim, would have been about, Bein Hazmanim could be, everyone has Zmanim, Bein Hazmanim, but what really each of you are going through in this time, and even more, with the fact that there's not really camp, there's not really structure. So, a Bein Hazmanim now, it can just really be doing nothing and setting a lot of time on Netflix and all that. And I was, I've not been feeling well today. And, it's a scary thing how much time you can spend on your phone, on your computer, when you're not feeling well. You can get blown away. Sometimes we even watch these shows that are only 20 minutes. You watch the sitcoms, and before you know it, you went through like a season and a half in 2 days. So it's very, very scary where our time can take us. And it's important. It's important to have structure. I'd asked before the banquet, each of you, and many of you did, what your goals were, what you were looking to accomplish. One of the keys to Bein Hazmanim, which, in a normal structure of a Bein Hazmanim, I think it's important to relax. I think go on a trip, go play some softball, go do fun things. But you don't want to deviate all that much from your schedule. And it really takes a great effect. The corona, I think for everyone, it affected our normal schedule for good reasons or for bad reasons, but hopefully for good reasons. And then it's very, very hard to get back into it. I had a stretch, and we forget that before corona was a winter, so it was like the worst weather of the year. It was a ton of rain in Eretz Yisrael this year. It was cold, and I was relatively healthy the whole winter, and I was waking up very early. And then corona came, and all of a sudden you start waking up a little later because, as much as I'm sure it's nice for Hashem if at early in the morning I'm learning at home, but if that means my kid's waking up, that's not a level of commitment I'm willing to sign up for at this point in my life, or on behalf of my wife's life. That's not something I'm willing to sign up for. And then after you tried it, you start waking up, you try getting back to that point, and it's hard. It's difficult, and also it takes an effect. It takes a toll. Like I built up, the immune system to the early hours, and now it has an effect. Now it's not so simple. So we don't want to deviate all that much. And there's a lot of things, as I told a lot of the Shunabek guys before they left, that you're able to really see where you're holding and where there's struggle. Like if you start waking up at 11 o'clock, That's not good. 11 o'clock is not good. I mean, Tosman Kriya Shema, Tosman Tefillah, and even notwithstanding that, forgetting if you want to be a frum Jew or not a frum Jew, if you just want to be a member of society, waking up at 11, and you've already missed like half the day, and there's a reason we build the day how we build the day, and you don't really often see people waking up at 11. And I could say I once worked with someone who came into work like 10:30, 11, and he literally didn't know what he was doing because you're so disorganized and dysfunctional when that's the result of what's happening. Like we need to have Seder. We need to have Seder in our lives. And to keep that going is imperative. So everything that each of you worked on for this year, to keep that up. Don't be like, oh, now it's off. Now I have that period before Shunabet, the period before college where, well, anyway, you're thinking about like what's going to be next year. So, we can daven. We can't really do much to to change that, but to keep that idea of Seder, to keep that you know, that to keep that within each and every one of us. I used to, when I was I guess your age, what I would do in my college years is I always had like a goal. I had a mesechta. I tried to basically. My grandfather's yurt site is right before Shavuos, so I would do whatever the yeshiva's mesechta was, finish then, and then from after that point until YU would pick up again, I would learn a different mesechta, and that was my goal. And I always had a plan for that time. I wasn't trying to figure out what to do. It was keeping some form of a structure. And yeah, there's times it becomes hard. But the most important thing is to, the most important thing is to keep going. If you stop, it's just very, very hard to pick up. You know, just on a segue, there's an important halacha that I don't know so many people know. If you make early Shabbos, you still need to eat a kezias of challah after seis hakochavim. I happen to think God hold of an earlier seis than many, so. It's not as brutal, but what will happen often is I get home from shul, and let's say I get home, and we start like an hour and 15 minutes before seis, and you know I have that now our kids aren't even awake, but as you can imagine, it's a little longer then, but it's just me and my wife. You know, we don't have the longest of meals when it's just the two of us, and then you finish, and now it's like a half hour till seis, and I say, okay, you know, I'm not gonna eat anymore now. I'm just gonna wait, and what happens is. You know, it's like a lot of times we think we're very hungry, but when you stop eating, your stomach closes up and you're not really so hungry. So then comes a half hour later, I'm trying to eat, and there's nothing more. And I like to eat and I like food, and there's nothing more difficult because I've been closed up. So our Avodas Hashem, our commitment to God is very similar to that. When we take a break, when we take a hiatus, and now you want to pick it up, it's hard. I would imagine that if for this whole year you're working on going to Minyan, and now you get back, you went back home for months or wasn't Minyan, it's probably hard to pick up. It's probably difficult to get back into the mode of being able to go daven. It's probably very, very hard. And if you were learning strong, and now you're like, okay, I'll just take a little break. I've done this mesechta and that mesechta, and now you want to pick something up. It's difficult. It's difficult because we took a break. There's a big maila to succession. The famous Gemara, a well-known Gemara, in two places that talks about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went to married, and his father-in-law didn't think he was so serious, so he went to learn for 12 years. Okay. On his way home from learning, he hears his wife saying, "You know, it's so sad." So a friend of his wife saying to his wife, "It's so sad anyway. Just we shouldn't be such gossip mongers." A little bit of the downfall of Korach. But in any event, talking to her and saying, you know, your husband left for 12 years. It's terrible. And that's just him so much. And she's like, I wish he would leave for another 12 years. Go learn for another 12 years. And he did. And he went and he learned for another 12 years. And people ask, well, I don't get it. I may have even said this story before. I don't get it. Why not come in? It's your family. And I know for like, I had a stretch once earlier in my career where I was working. When I was still in America, I was working very, like two, three straight weeks, working very, very late hours. And I didn't see my family the entire time. It was like one or two nights. I like came home for dinner, like as they were going to bed, basically, and then just worked from home for another 4 or 5 hours. But I really didn't see my family at all. It was very, very hard. So here's Rabbi Akiva, in 12 years, hasn't seen his family. Come in, give them a kiss, say hello, and then go back and learn for another 12 years. And they say, no. 12 and 12 is different than 24. Because succession is different. Once you're mafzik, once you have that interruption, it's a big difference. And Rosh Hechter, he once said during Kolo Seder in YU, because there was a 4 o'clock, Kolo Seder started at 3 till 6:30, and there was a 4 o'clock mincha, like right above the base medrash, and a lot of people would go there, because the 2:30 mincha was really long, or you know whatever their reason may have been. And Rosh Hechter said, it's terrible to go there. You're being masik the learning. And, you know, the succession of learning is so important. And it's so true. It's so true. The succession of our Avodas Hashem is so strong. And as Rav Kol Osler put it so nicely when he was talking about everyone going Shana Ben, I know the year has ended. I know a lot of suffix, but although it seemed like There will be yeshiva next year. That hasn't changed. We should all be going back to bed. If I haven't made that point clear, it either means you're not listening or you're having my words jumbled. That's certainly not what I'm saying. But what he did say, and so it was nice, is wherever you are next year, you're Shana Bet, and then you're Shana Gil, and then you're Shana Dal, and you're Shana Hey. Like, we are Ben Aliyahs. We're Meiron. We're wherever we're going to be. We're a Ben Aliyah. We're not stopping. Whether it's in YU, whether it's in Albany, whether it's in Maryland, whether it's in Queens College, and God willing, it should be in Leva Torah. We should be Shana Bet there. But whatever it's going to be, we have to keep that up. We have to keep that level of succession. We have to keep that level of succession going, so that we can continue to grow as Obdei Hashem. And it's hard. It's very, very hard. And I was telling this to Donnie a couple weeks ago with Shacharis, that this happens to everyone. Like, you shouldn't think that it's just you. It happens to everyone. We all have our struggles. Your rebellion too. I mean, I have a ton of struggles. It's not easy. Life is all about ups and downs. Like, you want to have more ups and downs, but yeah, no, very few people are super, super steady and never have a struggle and never have, taivas for other things. But the ones who keep it going, the ones who we look at like, wow, that guy is amazing. That's like such a role model, are the ones who are consistent. It doesn't stop. It doesn't end for them. And I even had, and I don't know exactly how I would have done this, because I do say, like, I don't know what I would have done during Corona, like if I had gone out and like my kids would have gone out. But I did have like a Havamina to like maybe start to learn earlier then, and then just to daven later. It was not even, anyway, to not go to, not daven Masikin, and just with daven later, like as my kids were like reading breakfast or whatever, And I thought about that, and I said, no, first of all, I'm not stopping the minyan, I should probably definitely stop the seeking. But secondly, that you have to have that consistency. Like, once you end that, it'll be so hard to get that back. And even if we have, like, a reason that may be good, it'll still be very, very difficult. And keeping within that level of consistency is really one of the most important things that we can do. I sometimes wonder what learning and what structure it used to be back in the day. Now, it's been made so easy for us. Everything has a yomi. Obviously, the most famous being daf yomi, but everything has a yomi. You could be learning five different things, and every day, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of each one, whatever it is, and, whatever it is, and you could be learning for an hour, 2 hours, etc., because it's made into being such an easy, it's made into being so easy. But what do they used to do? So I really don't know. I don't know. So we have to count our blessings. We have to be very, very happy that it's very easy to have consistency. It's very easy to have structure. And even if you're not doing those yomis, just by virtue that it's there, it makes things a lot easier. Like, I don't know if 19-year-olds back then were just saying, okay, let's pick up Masechta Sota and learn it, because that's like a thing now. Oh, I want to finish this Masechta, as opposed to like whatever the yeshiva is doing, and for better or for worse. But at least as an Indian that we're able to, it's critical. It's imperative for how we're able to keep our successes and how we're able to continue to grow. One of the questions we'll be asked when we die, just brought down Masechta Shabbos, was were we koveya itim? Did we set aside time to learn? And it's brought down in Mishabure, I want to say Simon Kufnun Hey, that if you miss a day of learning, so you make it up the next day. And that doesn't really make sense within the perspective of I need to set aside time to learn. Because if I don't learn today, like for example, today I went to Shacharis, which at the end, like I really wasn't feeling well. I probably shouldn't have even gone to Shacharis, but I wasn't feeling well. I couldn't stay for Shir, and I came home and I went to sleep, and I slept a lot. And yeah, I missed that time. Okay, it could be that if you're sick, that's justifiable. But I missed the time, so I should make it up. But how that could be an item? I missed that. It wasn't a level of consistency. I lost it. I lost out. And maybe the pshat is of why we need to make up what we lost is because the second we don't make it up, the second we just say, okay, I lost an hour, I lost 10 minutes, I lost a minute, I lost 4 seconds, whatever it might be, it becomes accepted in us. We accept it. We're like, okay, I didn't do it today. What are you going to do? It's not the end of the world. The world will go on. But that's a wrong attitude. We need to make it up so that we can show, no, I missed something. That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable that I missed something. It's not acceptable that I wasn't consistent. And being koveitim is a very important inyan because it allows us to stay consistent. It allows us to stay focused, which otherwise it's possible we wouldn't, which would be bad. But the fact that we have every day, I got to learn this amount of time. And for every person, it's different. For some, learning a half hour a day, they're doing the best that they possibly can and should be giving themselves the biggest pat on the back. And others, it could be 6, 10, 6, 8, 12, 14, 16 hours, you know, whatever it might be. Every person's different. Every person to their own capabilities. But the one thing that is consistent is we all have this chiyuv. We all have to set aside time to learn. We all have to, make sure that we end up doing the actual learning that we have to do. For those that I did say my Siyum speech to, and I talked about when I was in 12th grade, I started learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, and every day, it didn't matter. It didn't matter how many things I had to do. It didn't matter what sports game was on. It didn't matter what I wanted to do. The night could not end unless I had done some level of learning. And already then, I just wanted to graduate, whatever it might be, but already then I realized that there's a major, major inyan, the major, major level to setting aside time, to making sure that we are learning. And it's challenging. It's always going to be challenging. I'm sure this is more challenging than most matzavs that we faced in our time, but it's always challenging. There's always a hurdle. But the one common denominator that always plays in is our connection to Hashem and our bond to the Borei Olam is through our Lima Torah. And when we stop learning, you feel different. You feel that you're lacking. You feel that your whole day, your whole week, your whole month is different because you weren't learning what you had to be learning. Like, it's as if I'm missing something. I'm not complete. I'm sick. I'm a chola. I'm not in my normal condition because I don't have the Lima Torah that I need. So, as this Hashem, we should all during this Bein Hazmanim time, we should be consistent. Everything that we worked on during this year, we should continue to build on. We should continue to grow. There will be challenges, of course, but the Iker learning, the Iker tefillos that we set aside, we have to do. And if you're in a place where you can go to Minyan, and not assuming it's safe, and not losing that, and not ending that, and continuing to do all of that, and continuing to do everything you can to be able to grow and to be able to be the best person. So wherever you are next year for your spiritual Shana Bet, you're going to be able to continue to be a tremendous Eved Hashem. Have a wonderful week.